Increased numbers of swimmers are trading warm, calm pool water for exercise in open water. These people are known as wild swimmers. Wild seems like a good description when you consider that they dive into lakes, rivers, and oceans almost any time of the year. The rising popularity of open water swimming has resulted in races and an unusual new business. It is not unusual to see people swimming in the height of summer in Seattle, Washington. But this is autumn. The salt water of Puget Sound is 13 degrees Celsius, and the air is not much warmer. That is why you can hear the involuntary sounds at the start of a group swim. 43-year-old Mike Tanner enters the water first. He works with technology and lives near Seattle. At a time when other people might go to Hawaii or Mexico, he chooses chilly Puget Sound.
You know, I usually swim from about May until end of November in open water, and then I go back to the pool again and wait for May again.
Mike Tanner jokes that he is not very intelligent. He says swimming in open water is a challenge for him. He also says he gets bored in a pool. He wants something a little more exciting. On this day, Mr. Tanner has paid to join a guided group called a swim excursion. Most of the people wear wetsuits to cover more of their bodies than traditional swimsuits. More than 10 swimmers are in the group. They follow an orange kayak for a 1.5-kilometer saltwater swim. Gila Muir paddles the first of the support boats.
A swim excursion is not a race. That's the primary differentiation. It's an expedition. It's an adventure.
Gila Muir has turned the idea into a business called Say Yes to Life Swims. She began swimming a lot after her 40th birthday. The Seattle businesswoman soon recognized there were enough other enthusiastic swimmers around to support her company. She questions why anyone would pay to swim in a community pool.
Why pay to swim when you can just go down and jump in yourself? It's for the camaraderie, as you can see, the incredible enthusiasm, the feeling of support.
She spoke during a stop at a beach. There, the group gathered around a small fire to warm up after their swim. They ate fish and chips and drank hot chocolate. The establishment of Ms. Muir's business 3 years ago shows the increased interest in open water swimming in the Northwest United States. Kelly Reynolds of Seattle is one of the newest converts to the sport. She says she swam in college 2 years ago, but she does not want to race in swimming pools anymore. She says she does not want to see how slow she is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Words in this story: chilly, adjective, noticeably cold. Challenge, noun, something that by its nature serves as a call to battle, to competition, or special effort. Paddles, verb, moves through the water in a boat. Enthusiastic, adjective, feeling or showing strong excitement about something. Converts, noun, people who have changed from one belief, party, or pastime, like a sport, to another. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.